Welcome to Reasonably Shady, a production of the Black Effect Podcast Network and iHeartRadio. Welcome to another episode of Reasonably Shady. I am Giselle Bryant.
What's up, what's up, what's up, everyone? This is Robin Dixon. I'm so happy to be with you once again.
Yes, yes, yes. Okay, guys. So in this episode coming up, bear with us because we've had some audio issues just in the beginning. If it sounds a little weird, don't click off. Bear with us. It's all going to make sense later.
So in other words, Robin forgot to press record. Again, but fortunately we were on Zoom with our guest. So you'll get our Zoom audio first, which is going to sound a little different, and then yes, we'll pick back up with our normal audio. Thank you for appreciating and understanding us.
Love y'all.
Okay. Stay tuned.
Now I got children coming in my room.
These kids.
Yes, Corey Dixon.
Here, Corey.
And that's Corey Dixon, you know.
All right.
Okay.
That's what you got.
All right,
y'all.
Hold on. Carter got to get in.
This is the best one. I'm the best.
Yes.
Can you tell people your name?
I'm the greatest here.
Okay. What is your name?
Oh, Carter.
Okay. All right.
Okay, bye.
All right. Carter and Corey are in the house. They're in the house. Okay. Per usual, Corey, Carter, me, Robin. What is our reasonably shady moment of the week? Because we got to get into it. Because we had this episode right here. It's a whole lot going on with this episode. Y'all are going to be so excited about it. I'm going to go first.
Yes, you go first.
Okay, so, and there's a FedEx man that just went by. And these are my reasonably shady people, okay? Actually, they just freaking shady. So, it's Christmas time. I get it. It's the holidays. I get it. But these people call UPS, United States Postal Service, FedEx, DHL. DHL, that other one, what's the other ship? One? What's the brown one?
UPS.
Oh, that's UPS.
Did you say that already?
Damn it. Y'all keep leaving my boxes any and everywhere. Oh, it's like a scavenger hunt. Yes. Uh-huh. Yeah, I literally had to knock on my neighbor's door and ask them because I was waiting for a box for Grace. Mm-hmm. It hadn't come yet. I looked it up and they said, we left it next to the mailbox. Well, I have a mailbox. Why didn't you leave it in there?
Right.
And my mailbox
can fit in the mailbox.
Well, I didn't know.
Okay.
So, but my mailbox is nowhere near my front door.
Right.
So I had to go knock on my neighbor's door. I was like, did y'all get a box? You know, this is a very nice white man who was tending to his garden. He ain't had time for me. So he's mad at me. Okay. Listen. All delivery service people, y'all are being shady to Giselle.
Where was it?
Oh, it was in my mailbox. It was in the mailbox.
Oh.
They said it was next to the mailbox. They lied to me. It's a scavenger hunt with my boxes.
Okay.
I'm sick of it. I'm just sick of it.
And they're probably like, stupid ass lady, check the damn mailbox.
Well, okay. And then I have several kind of front doors in the front. They just leave the boxes wherever. And I'm sick of y'all and y'all are being shady. I am not super mad because I know that they're stressed out.
Yes.
But I'm mad.
So I saw a statistic that FedEx, one of them, expects to receive 100 million more packages this season than they did in 2019. That's 100 million more, not 100 million total.
Oh, well, they treat my boxes any kind of way.
And it's okay. Wait a minute. So does your UPS, I have a UPS person that pulls up in a Nissan Altima.
Oh, they pull up in any kind of car.
Right. I'm like, where's the big
any
truck?
It is the wild, wild west in delivery services.
It is.
So I'm just going to say right now, I'm giving y'all a pass, but y'all being real shady to me. Okay.
All right. Well, since you complain and then go walk your ass in the mall.
Never mind. What's your shady moment of the week, ma'am?
So, okay, this is going to be really shady. Uh-huh. But I'm going to give my shady moment to this baby that's in my house.
Oh, okay. Wait a minute. You got to tell the people. Okay. So Robin has allowed Juan's brother, his half brother, right?
No, it's his brother.
Okay.
Yes.
It's his brother.
It's my brother-in-law.
To move in with them. Okay. Yes. So this brother has a fiance or wife? Has a fiance and a baby.
And a baby and an 11-year-old.
And when I say baby, like what is it? 6 months?
6 months. Seven months.
We're at Robin's house today. I walk in and the baby's crying. And I was like, what is that noise? The baby just crying. I was like, but there's a noise. What is that noise? And so Carly, you know,
is this your shady moment or mine?
Oh, I'm sorry. I'll be quiet. Okay. You go ahead.
okay, is she talking all loud and the baby in the house, right? So I'm trying to whisper.
Right.
She over here talking loud. So my shady moment
goes
to the baby. Because the other night, the parents, they were going out to this concert, right? It was like Johnny Gill, Tevin Campbell,
Keith
Sweat, some old
back school. In the day.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, yes. So they were going to take the baby to their cousin's house, like in the opposite direction. And I was like, oh, you could just leave them here. I'll watch them. Mm-mm. And I'm like thinking to myself, I'm like, okay, I ain't done this in a while, but this ain't that hard.
Right.
And I'm like, okay, he'll be asleep. I'll be in bed by like 10:30. It'll be cool. We got the little monitor.
Yeah.
Yeah, nah, baby was like, oh, I'm with the front aunt. He was just a playing and a wiggling and a kicking. And, you know, I'm ready to put him to sleep. I put him down on the bed and he's like, wah, wah, wah. And I'm like, oh my God. I literally was on the couch with the baby on my damn shoulder until 1 a.m.
Damn. So, that's terrible. Okay. And this is a whole lot of birth control for people that don't have kids.
What?
Let me tell you something. And then Juan's
like, oh, he makes me want to have another baby.
Stop it. Juan Antonio, stop talking.
Okay. Exactly. And I'm over here. This baby shits. Oh my gosh. Like
okay, it's called poop, and it's called change the diaper.
No, I don't want to do. I will change a pissy diaper. I'm not. I can't. I haven't done that in so long.
Yeah.
So he farted a couple times, and I was like, "Oh my god! Oh my god! He's coming!"
Okay, this is sad that we're getting the shady moment to
an
infant.
I know, that's why I'm trying to whisper. But he is the cutest thing. Like he's so freaking cute. He actually really looks like a combination of Corey and Carter.
Oh,
so it's giving me memories. But he's really fidgety, and I'm like, okay, once he starts walking and crawling, he's gonna be all over the place.
Well, hopefully they will be moved out by then.
Yes, they already have a place that they're moving into.
Okay,
so
very good, very good. All right, well, we're so excited because this episode today, we are hanging out with some of our favorite people. They're our newfound friends. Mm-hmm. Okay,
our sexy besties.
We hung out with them a couple weeks ago. We spent some quality time with them, and now we have them on. We were on their podcast, but now they're on our podcast. So we got to tell you all about them. First of all, first and foremost, their name. Actually, I'm mad because I really want to steal that name.
It's genius.
It's genius. Their name is called Horrible Decisions. Whore. W-H-O-R-E. Whore. W-H-O-R-E. Horrible Decisions is here. We got a Mandy. We got a Wheezy. They are with us today. Hi, guys.
Hey. I'm so glad to be on here.
The whores in the house. We some whores in this house.
Ooh.
Y'all got a little bit in you.
A little bit. Robin got a whole lot. Robin got a whole lot.
They can let their freaky flag fly free.
You can too.
I got people checking for me.
We seen you shaking a little bit at the live show.
Okay, so guys, we went to their live show, and I want to say that we were not ready. Okay, so Robin and I were clear. We're looking at each other like, what the hell is happening? So just for everybody to understand, in the part of the live show, they decided to do a little dominatrix situation. So there was a man that came out, right? He was a dom. He had his little sub. He laid her on this bed, and then he proceeded to light her ass on fire.
Like, literally.
Calm down. No, no. Y'all are exaggerating.
It wasn't her ass, Giselle. It was her pussy.
It was. Is that better? I mean, it was
to the point where Rob and I looked at each other at the same time, and we were like, it don't take all of that, okay? Vagina insert.
No, it's sensual BDSM. But that's why also y'all can't sit here and say you're not freaks. We know that y'all have sex, which means you're freaks. Like, y'all are mothers. So, hello.
That's true. That is true.
No, okay, have you done that?
Mamas is a freak.
You can have sex and be whack.
I mean.
Oh, we're going to get into that, Wheezy. We'll get into that.
That's very true.
Yes, we're going to get into that.
But have you all ever done that, what that guy was doing with the flame and the fire? Like, is that something that you like?
I've never done it. I would, though. I would like to see it. I would like to try it.
Whatever they got at the sex store, that's what I do. Okay.
Okay. So, but I mean, I was like feeling like, so a man is heating up my skin with fire. Now I'm supposed to have sex with him? I just didn't see how that turns into intercourse.
Did something to the nerve.
Okay. Yes.
you know, stimulated a little nerve.
See, I feel like Robin knows. She just ain't gonna tell us. But
right, Robin has done that.
You know, I mean, I like temperature play with like candles. So I love like massage candles and feeling that the hot wax or oil go onto your body feels so good. So to me, it's the same. Okay, wait. Okay, let's vanilla this.
That might be a Christmas gift idea for me.
Mm. I was gonna say, no, you can vanilla it up by saying like, you know how they have the condoms where it's like hot and ice or lube. It's like,
oh bitch, I was really gonna vanilla it up by like, you know when you get in a pedicure and at the end they bring that hot towel and put it over like your legs and your feet and it just like, ooh.
So imagine so if it was the same but fucking.
Right. So Candy Burrs, this little shout out to Candy, you know, she has her little sex line.
Bedroom Candy.
She sent me the hot wax stuff.
Oh, okay.
And I've actually done it.
Okay.
And you're right, Mandy. It is a nice little feeling of like, it's hot. And then it's like, oh, it's good.
Okay. All right.
Yes.
Okay. I'm going to get me some. That's going to be a Christmas gift.
That's going to be a Christmas gift. Yes. Okay. I like it. Yes. I like it.
He would enjoy that.
So, you all take pride in the fact that, you know, y'all are whores, right? And we appreciate the fact that y'all take pride in the fact that y'all are whores. But like, we want to know what classifies you as a whore, right? Is this body count? Is this attitude?
So we probably got to retract back to why we did the show name, right? So for one, like, I think my whore by definition is like person who sells their body. And then in like more modern like English dictionaries, it could come up to like as promiscuous women. They're like, you know, but we came up with, you know, a name for our show together. I came up with horrible. I wanted to call it A Horrible Night. Mandy was like, decisions. And when we started the show, we were two girls working in corporate America. I always use the example of like, I've been walking down the street and had a guy call me a hoe because I'm wearing a tight dress or whatever. Like, you know what I mean? I have people call me a hoe all the time and maybe I'm not fucking anyone. Like, it just doesn't matter, right?
Mm-hmm,
The word is so weaponized against us. So we made the show to let whore be whatever you want it to be, right? Like, Robin, you've been married for a long time. If you're monogamous, y'all ain't really wilding out, maybe someone wouldn't consider you a whore. But at the same time, are you doing some hoe shit in bed? Maybe.
Right.
Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Okay.
Look at the hoops. Like it. It's giving whore.
Okay, yes. The hoops are giving over. Yes. Okay, so Mandy, okay, yes. I'm gonna give you all my when I felt like a whore. Okay.
Okay. Oh, give
yeah,
it.
I'm really all right.
Okay.
But if I give my story, I need to hear three more stories. Okay.
Okay.
Oh, all right. Us. Okay. So start thinking about when you felt like a whore. Ooh. Right.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. Actually, I really was, but let's go. I'm not anymore because I have money, but yes, I can give a story. Let's go.
Okay. Okay. So, you know, it was 100 years ago and it was my birthday.
Okay.
Right. And so, it was, you know, I had a basketball team. I had five dudes I was like juggling. Right. And I'm not necessarily saying I was having sex with all these five dudes. I'm just saying I was juggling five dudes.
Okay.
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 So they all wanted to take me out for my birthday. Mm-hmm. Okay. So I lined it up. I let one do breakfast.
No.
I let one take me out to lunch.
Oh, I let one so
give
hot.
Me a little, give me a little snack, a little snackers.
She said happy now, hour.
I'm not having sex, but with one guy.
Just one. Okay.
Just one.
Okay.
But I was seeing in the 24-hour span, I was seeing all five. Of
okay.
Them. Okay. Wow. I did a little happy hour. Yes, Mandy. Thank you. And then a dinner.
And then
I did a late
How
night.
How full were you?
Okay. Right. So I'm not really eating at all these places. But at the end of all of that, it was cool. But I felt like this is some horseshit. Like, I mean, I just felt like this is not cool, right? Like, this is, if you're going to juggle five dudes, you got to spread them out throughout the course of the week, right? Not in one day.
But because you didn't have sex with them, I don't think that makes you a whore.
I know, but I felt that
way. You felt a little dirty.
I felt a little dirty.
You felt a little
dirty. I would too. I don't, and that's the thing. I don't think sex contemplates the horseshit, right? You know what I'm saying? Like,
right.
You could have sex with one dude for the rest of your life, right? But if you're a woman that has no sex and you go on multiple dates and you're talking to dudes, that's a little more hoey.
Yes.
That's hoe activity.
Very true. So did you let the dudes know, like, I got four other dates?
Hell no.
How many of them did you kiss?
Robin, you know she did not.
I kissed every single last one of
what?
Them. So maybe that made me feel like a whore because I kissed them all. Go.
Okay.
And
that is an oral gangbang. Whoa.
And I allowed all of them to feel like they were the one and only.
The fifth one don't even know. He just kissed four dudes.
Yeah. Oh, my goodness.
What, do you remember one over the other being, like, the better date?
In bed or date? Like,
date.
I ended up the night with the one that was the best in bed. Let me come on now.
Right. So you definitely made him dinner because you knew.
He was the lounge after party, after dinner. I let somebody else take me to dinner. The dude, wait a minute, this was because like the guy who was the best in bed is the broke dude, right? So the guy taking me to dinner.
Oh shit. You had to make sure dinner was gonna be good.
Dinner's good. Okay. So like I let the guy with the most money take me to dinner. You know what I'm saying? Okay. All right, enough of me.
Oh my god. Wait a minute. Know, I'm so sorry. I did not press record. I'm so sorry.
Okay.
Okay. Wait, for real?
Oh, wait. We're recording on Zoom.
But can we get it? But we're on Zoom.
We can capture it on Zoom.
Okay. Should I pick it back up though? I mean, I just press record. Okay.
I was gonna say that was a really good beginning. I would just pick it back up.
Yeah, y'all gotta keep that whole beginning.
Yeah, we're gonna keep the beginning. Okay. So Mandy, give it to us. When were you just out here in these streets whoring it up?
Okay. So what's crazy is I used to date people, like I had one guy that I used to refer to as 24/7. Because he could get it 24/7.
Ooh.
However, girl, ain't nobody going back to that. Not going back. But okay. A lot of my other partners, I feel like I used to be a lot like Robin, where all my niggas played ball. You know what I mean? So, and so I live in New York. There's two basketball teams, and they would be in and out like a motherfucker.
You know? Not the two teams.
Oh, my.
You know, I mean, literally. So what had happened was I wasn't up on the schedule. And I had seen 24/7 that morning before going to work.
Okay. Okay.
However, my other boo at the time flew in. And even though I had sex that morning, I knew he was only in town for a day and a half. I ended up making sure. I was like, oh, yeah. Even though I didn't even want sex, I knew that his dick was good. I was like, all right, I'm going to just have to take two bodies in a day. And I went and saw him that night. And of course, he didn't know I had just had sex that morning with someone else. But I was just like, oh, if I don't get it now, a bitch ain't gonna get it till he decide to fly me out. So I decided to see him despite having sex that morning. And he didn't know.
Okay, you're certified. Yeah,
so I had sex with two guys in one day.
I mean, you know, it is with no judgment.
No judgment. Yeah. But that definitely qualifies as a whore.
Yes.
Yeah. It does. 100%.
It was like, qualification.
Yes. Ding.
Check mark.
All right, Robin, I think you're up.
Oh, gosh. See y'all.
Yeah, Robin, you are up.
Oh, ho, ho, ho. I mean, you know, I can't be revealing
it is the season.
Too much, you know.
Okay, we're going to skip Robin.
Where your kids at, Robin?
No, it's, you know, she's in this relationship of hers. And, you know.
I can't be revealing too much. But I will say, okay, I'll keep it restricted to my time with Juan. You know, the times when, like, we would be in his aunt's house and they would be in the kitchen and we'd be in the living room, like, right now. The rooms are like right next to each other.
And were y'all touching? Y'all was punching.
We was humping with our clothes off. Yeah.
Getting it in. That is, okay.
That's it, Robin, that's giving very much grade school. We're not considering humping any type of activity.
No.
How are you, Robin?
The real deal.
Oh, the real deal.
Yes, we was doing it. But, and I mean, I'm literally like, I'm talking about a Baltimore row house where like it's like Mandy, like they probably were where them cabinets are and we were sitting where you were. Yes. Like,
and they didn't know, like you had to keep your moans in.
I hope they didn't know. Oh my gosh, that would be so embarrassing.
Can I ask you that then, since you're not really sharing anything? Are you a moaner? Do you moan? Are you loud? Do you keep quiet?
Good question.
I can control it. You know, I think you have
I
to,
can't.
You got to be able to control it when you have kids.
That's true. Y'all don't have any children.
Yes.
Yes. Oh,
okay. Valid.
Yes. You definitely have to be able to control it. Yes. Because my
I mean,
kids,
but do your sons know how they got here, right? Is it still weird if they know how they got here?
I don't. They don't need to be hearing that. You don't scar these people.
See, I don't know.
I don't need them to hear anything. I don't want them to hear it. Like, and I definitely don't want them to walk in on it. So we leave our doors unlocked, right? And they just like walk in the door. So it's like if the door is locked, then they're going to know something going on anyway. And I don't want them to like. I used to be one of those kids.
You don't
like,
want them to know that you're
you
fucking?
Don't want them scarred. No. That's going to scar them mentally.
It won't scar them.
No.
It won't scar them.
Giselle, but see, won't scar
when
them.
You were on Horrible, you said that you weren't talking to them about sex.
Yes. That you weren't talking to your kids about sex yet.
But, you know, they say that it's important that parents kiss in front of their children and that they, you know, like those things are very healthy. Well, a little ass smack.
We do
like,
that, but we don't fuck in front of our children. We kiss horrible decisions.
Right.
Having sex in front of your children is a horrible decision. Okay.
Right, that's why.
And allowing your kids to hear.
That's just pure horrible.
Okay, well, hold on. Here's a real question.
No, Weezy. No, before your question, Weezy. You have
Thank
to
you, Giselle.
Please outdo Robin's ridiculous, horrible moment. Because I know it's going to be good.
Oh, not the pressure. Okay, so there was this one time where I had my first threesome and it was really good. And I had it with a homegirl and her dude. And then when I came back to back home, because it was out of town, it was the same night. And I told the guy I fucked that I had a threesome with her and that I wanted to do it again. And he was like, yeah, we should do it again with someone. And it ended up being that night. So I had two threesomes in the 24 hours.
Oh my God. What?
You are
a certified whore. Yes.
What? Really? Thank you. That's what my necklace says.
Oh my God.
And then other
gosh.
Than that, you know what kept coming to mind? When I was broke and I used to give every dude that I was dating the I'm pregnant story so I can get $500. I love
what?
It. I'm pregnant.
Okay.
Is that
an abortion? Okay, that's for the record. That's not a horrible decision.
That's a trifling decision.
Yes, that's being a scammer out here.
You're being a scammer. I was fucking poor. What do you want me to do? I needed to pay the rent, and the rent was $500. And I thought, let me pay up for the next 3 months.
Oh my God! All right, okay, we're moving on.
You know what though? That's actually really, really smart.
Okay,
it's a financial plan for one.
It's not a financial plan. It's just not.
Robin, it's not.
We're moving on.
Listen, everyone out there, we giving tips here, y'all.
Look,
y'all broke.
This is 10 plus years ago. Okay.
Yes.
Tell them you're pregnant.
Okay, so there's a couple things that I feel like are deal breakers when it comes to being in bed. Okay, for instance, if you come in bed with some socks on, dude, you gotta go. You gotta go.
Yeah.
Like socks is out the question.
Why is that though?
I don't know.
What is it about?
But a naked man
it
with socks on.
Depends how bad their feet are.
No, it's.
I was
turn
about
off.
To say, Robin. And I don't know what Juan's feet look like, but athlete's feet be so bad. Sometimes they got that little black toe. You could keep that shit in some socks.
Okay.
I don't want to see it.
That's
athlete
true.
Athlete's foot.
That's
athlete
true.
Feet are not good.
No, that's true. But my man gets pedicures more often than I do. So his feet are beautiful.
She said, okay. My man's feet ain't like that,
yes.
Mandy.
Yes.
Okay.
That, but you do have feet. A point. But I don't know. I feel like the socks... First of all, it can't be white. Can you imagine white socks on a big black dude in the bed?
It's
a
bad.
Big muscular
okay, but
dude?
Wait. Do you want to know what's funny about that? I was talking to a friend and they said you actually can't trust a man in black socks because then you don't even know if they clean or dirty. I want my man in some white socks.
Now, that's true. Okay. So, Weezy, what is your deal breaker for bed?
I had a situation recently where it was too much talking.
Oh,
I hate talking.
Me too.
I mean, I haven't had it like this in a long time. It was a few weeks ago and I went down on him because my period was on, but it was a guy that I want to f- and I was like, well, just come over anyway, but I really just wanted to see it. To me, being a real hoe is sucking dick and getting nothing back, but I needed to know what that dick was like. So he came over. I don't know. He was really flirty in text. So maybe I could have guessed this was going to happen. But then he just started talking too much to the point where I wouldn't even give him eye contact. You know, you're trying to let someone know that you can't hear them.
Right.
So, you know, I'm doing it. Damn, I hope this ain't the clip because he definitely follows me on Instagram. But he just kept saying you're a nasty bitch, aren't you? You nasty? Are you nasty? And I was like, yo, shut up. Then he was like, talking about his dick and did I like sucking his dick? Did I love sucking his dick?
Oh,
did
my
I want his dick to God. Come? Obviously, I
would have bit
to
it at that point.
Yes,
I would have bit it. Shut up.
Yeah,
but
Rob
he was turning
is
himself
whore.
On with the talking.
Okay, that is a deal breaker. Absolutely, absolutely. Mandy, what you got?
I like a talker, so.
Oh my God.
I mean,
that much?
I love a talker. I'm not gonna
lie. Do you think
lie.
There's a thing is too much talking?
I mean, I just got into role play. I hate a quiet man in bed. I want to hear you moan.
True. Yeah.
Or talk. I want to hear you. I would say my deal breaker I mean, I'm a size queen. So if you pull it out and it ain't big enough, I'm going to just say I'm on my period and I don't have period sex. And I'm definitely not sucking it. Like, I told guys I don't give head before because it was so small.
But how small is too small?
Yeah, give us an inch range.
I grew up in a house full of women. I also have no children and I never bring a ruler into bed. So I can't tell you
what that means.
Size. Okay. But I know what small is when I see it.
Okay. Okay.
I would say size is a deal breaker for me. Like, I used to date this guy and he makes fun now. I used to call him Felimbe. I actually really, really, really enjoyed being around him. Uh-huh. He was one of the guys that I
not being
liked.
Around him.
Okay, so I liked him.
What was his name?
I liked him so
Feel
much.
And Bay?
Felimbe. He had just got out of prison for 8 years.
Not the Felon Bay.
Felon.
Not the Rikers. Rikers Bay.
Felon. Oh, no, girl. He was prison. It was upstate.
Upstate.
But I liked him so much, but I didn't enjoy having sex with him because it was just small. And so I shared that with him. So he used to always make a joke like, it's cool. You all want my little shrimp. It's okay. And he used to refer to his dick as a shrimp dick.
Child.
So
they know.
They know when they got a little dick.
Especially if you've been in prison. Yes. I mean, you know, it is what it is.
That was gold.
Okay.
Giselle.
I'm just saying. Okay.
Giselle, you're funny.
Can I say this just made me want to interrupt y'all for a second? Y'all are good podcasters.
Oh,
y'all
are thank great.
You. Thank you.
And like, I say that because
coming from y'all, that's
that means a lot.
No, y'all are so great. Many celebrities and reality stars do a fucking podcast and I could literally fall asleep in a car to it.
Right.
And y'all do a very, very good job.
Thank
like,
you.
I'm
thank
really
you.
Impressed.
Okay, but
wait. No, go. Okay. I'm sorry.
This is the bad podcast apart.
Yes,
exactly.
Yeah. I'm about to fight. I'm going to piggyback off of what Mandy said. Someone actually messaged me and was like, y'all are so funny that I actually, I have to pull over when I'm driving because when I'm laughing, like I might, like they're like, I might crash the car. I'm like, I'm sorry, y'all. Be safe.
I mean, what makes someone crash? That's good.
I don't want to make
someone
crash.
Listening for y'all listening, and maybe you're here because you're like, oh my god, I'm just a Real Housewife stan. When I met you guys in person, I literally said, damn, I have to like y'all next season because meeting y'all in person, it just, and Asante said the same thing, y'all are so wonderful, y'all are funny, you can also feel energy and y'all are genuine. So this type of back and forth, Giselle, you having the joke right now. We know you're shady, but you're also so funny and witty. And I don't think we get to see that.
Yeah.
So I just love that y'all have a platform like this to share this side of y'all. Cause y'all are so
one of the YouTube
so cool.
comments said something and
y'all
Mandy
are,
and
y'all
I,
are
great. Oh, I think we read it on Patreon. This girl said, so for one, you know, I'm the person that doesn't watch Real Housewives. And I feel like that's super important to share because I don't like when someone has a guest on their show and it's only for one demographic.
Right.
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 And I feel like it was great to meet you and learn you as two people instead of they're a Real Housewives of Potomac. And I love that.
Right.
And I think your show is for anyone because at first, even myself, I was like, I don't watch Real Housewives, so I'm not going to listen to Reasonably Shady because I thought maybe it was like, you know, shit from the show.
Right. Yeah.
This girl in the comments said, oh, they're faking it with y'all. Better go watch the show so you can see the real them. I said, are you out of your fucking mind?
Yeah, watch an edited show. Me? Go watch that.
Watch an edited
I should go watch the show. Because I said, I'm so impressed. I said something like that and she replied to me. And I said, you want me to go watch the show to see who they are when I met them in person?
Right. Listen, hilarious.
When there's no cameras?
Right.
Yes.
Right.
All
right.
So that makes sense.
And people got to remember too, when those lights come on for a mic all the time.
Right.
You know what I mean? I have a different inflection in my voice, different look in my eyes, like I'm ready to perform. And yes, the wheezy is part of me, but I'm a person too, goddamn.
Right. Yes.
I'm not dick sucker threesome woman all the time.
Just on that random Tuesday. But anyway.
Can I give you my deal breaker? You just skipped over me
because
I'm like the monogamous one.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Okay. It's going to be real quick and easy, but a limp dick is just no bueno.
Okay, but limp dick, you can't do nothing. So clearly it's no bueno.
I ain't going to hold you, Robin. I think we're more alike than
that.
No, but I used to say it all the time. I better be so good looking and you better want me so bad your dick comes hard. I don't like a gummy dick.
Right.
I don't want to have to get it hard. You being around me.
Right.
Are you not turned on?
Right.
But that's not even the issue. It's like, it just is not possible. Like, there are some, it just doesn't do that.
So you can't do anything.
And it's like, you...
So I'm gonna say this. I'm gonna say this because I have a girlfriend who she used to talk about this all the time, and she said she would have to like stuff it in, which like because it was kind of limp, and she was like it like it was like she had to like okay too right, much. Exactly. We're moving on, guys. We're moving on.
That's what I'm saying. Okay. I saw it on TV. I saw it on TV.
But Robin, you also just asked for this. We could have just skipped you.
Yes. Yeah. This is our new game that we're playing, and we're playing it with you guys first because we love y'all. All right, so these are some rapid fire, reasonably shady questions, okay? So we're gonna ask y'all some questions, and y'all let us know, is it reasonable or is it shady, okay? Y'all ready?
Yes.
Okay. Is it reasonable or shady to sleep with your girl's man?
Oh, okay, X-Man.
X-Man.
Shady if you don't tell her.
Shady if you don't tell her. Okay.
So reasonable if she says
He's for the streets. Okay.
Also, X-Man is a big difference, right? Like, was she just fucking the dude? Is he a guy that's for everybody, i.e. right. athlete, rapper, whatever, right?
True. Like, i.e. pastor, you know? Yeah. I get it, yeah.
Moving on. Indeed. All right, so this one is actually for Robin because I already know how Robin feels about this.
I love this.
Okay, is it reasonable or shady to be a crotch watcher? Okay.
Wait.
What's a crotch watcher? Okay. So there's some women out there, Robin, who always looks at a man's crotch, right? To like if she can see something in the crotch. And so this brings me to Nick Cannon the other day, who I think that was fake, but that's just me.
It sounds like it's going to be a dick we about to see.
No. What is it, man? Yeah, wait.
It just came in my group chat. I got Nick's dick pic in my group chat, so it wasn't fake, Giselle.
But listen, Kim Kardashian said he was small back in the day. I remember this. Uh-huh. Kim said he was kind of like not good and he was kind of small. So I think he's had some enhancements.
He had an extender.
Nick, I'm sorry.
Maybe it was an
picture? Where are we? Can you elaborate? Where
Mandy's going to send us the picture. Hold on. Okay, but no, y'all got to answer the question. Are y'all crotch watchers?
I mean, I am.
Is that reasonable or shady?
Like, what?
Okay. We're laughing because Mandy just put up the picture.
Where did this come from? I thought you had an exclusive pic.
Where did this come from?
It was the one that got leaked to the blog.
It was leaked? It was leaked. It's on the Twitter.
It was leaked.
Yeah.
And it's his face.
It's his face in it
as
well.
I think it's real.
Y'all think it's real?
I will say, he does have like seven kids,
y'all.
Okay.
Well, I was about to say, it's reasonable to look at a man's crotch. I will say also in terms of the size, okay, if Kim said that, sure. However, Nick Cannon has been with some of the most top women in this game. Outside of Mariah Carey, who was his wife, he was with Christina Milian. And we do see that he now has, five baby moms, all of which are models and beautiful women.
True.
That
he has a lot of money. I think he's got money.
See, Mandy, you can't say that because the dick, you can get a bad bitch, you're like before they see the dick, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
like,
Cannon, you got
them,
money.
But to get them pregnant, these aren't one night stands that you're getting pregnant five times.
Oh no. First of all,
I wouldn't want to put a condom on that dick either. It looked good.
But Robin, you know who you just sounded like, sis? Ooh. And we gotta talk about it. Why you sounded like Tristan Thompson I was only with that one girl time. One time.
I know.
It only takes one time.
That's all it takes. That is true.
Okay, all right. We got another reasonable or shady question. This is actually y'all gonna like this because I think I already know the answer. Okay, is it reasonable or shady to lie about having an orgasm to protect your man's feelings?
Reasonable.
Shady. Girl, tell him the truth. Ain't nobody got time for that. We all grown. If you're over 30 and you're not having sex for money, tell him that you're not coming.
And so do you have to have one every time?
Yes.
No. I've had a lot of sex where I may have not had an orgasm, but it was still really good sex.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah.
I feel like...
Wait, you think it's shady? You think it's reasonable?
I think it's reasonable if, for example... So I got on Lexapro, which is an antidepressant. It's known that you can't have an orgasm. And I feel like partners since then are really, really trying hard for me because they've made me come before. And I'm like, I've had to fake one or two.
Right. Because you just want to get, you're like done. You're good. And you know that
And I've actually really enjoyed the sex.
Right.
like the climaxing can't happen. Just, I'd be like, nigga, it's medical, damn.
Right. Yeah, but that's a different situation. I feel like, you know, at my stage of the game here, mm-hmm. like I feel like you're wasting my time unless I'm going to.
But really? But I think you could be satisfied to get pleasure out of this.
Okay, so if he goes, if he finishes first, if he climaxes first, you're like, nah, let's keep going?
Yes.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, I think it's selfish. I think a man's always going to get his, right?
Right.
Nine times out of nine, 10, 11. But, you know, it takes some effort to make sure that we're straight. So I feel like if he's not making sure I'm straight, then I don't need to be with you no more.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
I guess that's another thing, you even speaking to that. Another deal breaker, I would say, is a man who like goes one round and then goes to sleep. I need a man who could go multiple rounds. It takes me a little longer to get warmed up and to actually come.
Right.
So I need minimum three rounds.
Minimum what are we doing three rounds.
Minimum
how
three.
How long are these rounds?
Yes. I mean, my man has gone eight with me in the morning before.
Eight
and
rounds?
And I like died eight rounds.
Okay,
like,
what?
And I count how rounds many round, how by many how many times he round? Come.
Yes.
I count how many times he comes.
Damn.
That's the round.
Okay, I'm going to share a little bit too much information. So I was dating this young dude.
That's not normal, but okay.
And he would want to go like bare minimum, like 10 rounds. I'm like, dude,
I love it.
I don't have time for this. A, B, get yourself a young chick. Like, I don't want, this is
okay,
not
I'm
fun
sorry.
For me.
Y'all, okay, y'all shit doesn't get dry at some point.
Yeah,
I'll be honest, when you're with someone who really cares about just, so like in between, there's massages, there's stretches. We don't shy away from lube. And he'll actually, even if his dick he feels like isn't working, he has no problem pulling out dildos and he'll fuck me with other size dildos.
Okay, okay. We got into the X-rated.
It's great.
They're on Bravo, goddammit.
Tell your kids not
sorry.
To listen.
They're also, all right, this wait. Yes, they're like, also on Black Effect, bro. Come on, yes, Black Effect. Yes. Let's go.
And by the way, we love ourselves on Black Effect. Okay, this is our last one, ladies. This is our last one. Okay.
Let's go. Is
it reasonable or shady to say hell no when a man who is garbage asks for another shot? So you gave him one shot, he was garbage, right? And like, can you say hell no to him the next time he comes around like,
one of the redeeming qualities. You just called him garbage. Why am I giving him another chance? I'm sorry. I just answer your question.
Garbage, no. But is his dick wonderful?
No, the so you're saying the man. Okay,
the
no. I think
garbage.
You're saying like so. The,
is the man
so the
garbage
man,
or the sex garbage?
The
sex
man is garbage. The man is amazing. He's like Barack Obama.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Barack. Now,
Barack Obama. Will you give Barack Obama a second chance if it was garbage?
With Barack's check? Yeah.
Everything Barack. Everything about Barack, except Michelle.
But you know, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, for that, I will say in terms of, and we've talked about this on our show as well, I believe you should show up the first time.
Yes.
Grade A1, mm-hmm. like bring your A game to the bedroom if this is our first time.
Yes.
And to me, if it's not good, I 9 times out of 10 will not double back. And I've had a guy who... really top player, I would say maybe top five in the league right now.
Uh-oh.
And
LeBron?
He was so... LeBron. No, it wasn't him. Now, y'all ain't gonna start guessing, but literally it was so bad that I never went back. Like, so bad to where I really enjoy back shots, and he wanted to be missionary. First off, we were missionary for 1 minute. I said, I really like it from the back. He's like, no, I'll come right away. Got to the back. Two pumps, he came. It was the worst experience I've ever had.
Okay, so wait.
Worst experience I've ever had.
But Mandy,
wow.
The dude was, what if he's nervous, right? So a lot of dudes, you know, first time around.
That guy wasn't nervous.
This guy wasn't nervous.
That guy was
nervous.
Trash.
Yeah. Okay, but can we agree there's that regular dudes, sometimes first time they get nervous, right?
Nervous? No, I don't want a guy that's nervous.
I've had bad sex in the beginning and great sex. I've wifed a dude I had bad sex with in the beginning. Like, I don't think that shit. First times are different because sometimes they're unexpected. Mm. So if they're maybe too fucked up or whatever, you know what I mean? Like,
I'll excuse drunk sex. Absolutely.
Yeah.
But if we're sober or been kicking it and we know that we're both coherent, mm-hmm. like, Nah.
So has a guy ever said like, okay, I'm sorry, I know that wasn't great, but give me another chance?
That has happened to me. And I was like, no, that's not happening.
That's happened.
No chance for you again. Really? And did you give him a chance?
That's what you said, Giselle?
I was literally like, I never want to see you again. I didn't say it like that, but I was just like, get out of my house. And this was bad.
I didn't say it like that. I just told him to get out.
Yeah. As a matter of fact, he had a dude drop him off, so he didn't have a car. So he was kind of like waiting for his guy
Giselle,
to come.
We got
to
work on this.
I know. I'm hardcore in these streets. And so he was like, he had to wait for his buddy, like, come pick him up.
Oh, my God.
I was like, I don't care where you wait for him, but you ain't waiting in here, sir.
Oh, my God.
Okay.
I mean, I'll be honest. I've been so disrespectful. I've stopped midway and booked an Uber for him to get out. Here's your Uber. Where are you going? You got to go.
This is back Bye. In the day with no Ubers. Okay.
Right. Oh, okay.
Oh, okay. Ladies, I do want to say this because you all, one of the reasons why I absolutely love you guys is that you all are, you know, a little younger than myself and Robin, and you guys are just unapologetically yourselves. And you talk about shit that I, at your age, would never be mm-hmm. discussing publicly yeah. For whatever reason. And you all are just so free and it is refreshing.
Yeah.
And you guys are clearly a role model for women. Because mm-hmm. women should be free enough to talk about what they like, what they don't like, their isms, their whatever, and not feel the society's judgment on them because they're just talking about sex.
Right.
So I really want to like kudos to you all for everything that you are and what you guys stand for.
That's so true. Because honestly, I know that I probably don't, I'm not even comfortable or maybe in the past was not comfortable to have these conversations with my best girlfriends. You know, as I get older, it's like, okay, fine. But I can imagine, I know that when I was your age, I was not having these conversations with my friends.
Yeah.
Yeah. My mom called me almost in tears. First off, both of our moms support what we do. They've both been guests on our shows. They show up to our live shows as well. And that was a conversation. Not sure what type of liquor she was drinking that night, but she called me almost envious that I'm able to walk in my sexual truth. And so many times she calls me and wants to tell me about her and her partner in sex life because she's like, I have no one else to talk to about this. And I'm like, wow. Mom, I do not want to hear it though. Right. But she's literally said the same thing.
Yeah,
like,
that's nice.
I wish I was able to do the things that I loved and just share that with either my partners or my friends years ago because it may have gotten me so much further in my sexual life as well as just mental.
Yeah.
When you hold back the things that you really like, whether it be from your partner or what you really desire sexually, it does take a mental toll on you because you feel like you're not living in your truth.
Yeah.
So, I don't mean to age either of us, but I do think there's something to be said of like, you know, we're not in that trailblazing era being 30. You know what I mean? Like there are definitely people that paved the way for us, but I do think, and I see it in my friends that are in their 40s, that they couldn't express as much as we could. You know what I'm saying? Like, we're at the age of the internet where it's like kind of cool to be a slut.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
and free. And
we are.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I understand that, you know, where it is like a different time. You know what I mean? Especially culturally where Black people is like, you know, you too fast.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so, I mean, I appreciate that very much. But I also know that there are moments where I'm like, are we really doing something that great? And then I'll meet a girl who's young and in her 20s that's like, I couldn't talk about this in my house. And I'm like, wow. Because in my home, my mom was super relaxed. You know, Mandy's mom is really open. We've had both our mothers on our show, of course, like we've mentioned. But we come from an open, at least, I'm not saying my mom was like, go suck a dick tonight.
Right.
But
I mean, but she was.
Her but mom she was like, her mom was giving condoms. Hold on. Let me stop you for a second. My mom's saying, go suck a dick. And giving condoms is two different things. Your parents being able to give you condoms and be open about you being safe is very important.
Yeah.
So that's what I'm grateful for.
Yeah.
No, like, I love it.
As much
it.
As maybe she, you may shy away a little bit from having that conversation, but making sure your kids have protection is a basic need.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
100%. We were 16 and I didn't going have to that. A nightclub.
Yeah.
Yeah. I didn't have that growing up. My family's very old fashioned, traditional, you know, old school Black family. And I've never talked about sex with my parents ever.
I didn't have that either. And in me raising three daughters who are now teenagers, it's on my mind all the time. And so the communication for me is always like super open. Like, let's talk about it. Let's get into it. So when I look at my girls and you guys are standing in front of them so free and so like, it is what it is and this is what I like to do, that is amazing to me because they'll be able to listen to you guys and have something to draw on. Because, you know, at the end of the day, I'm their mother. Mm-hmm. But as long as they have people out there like you guys that are living your best life, your best sexual free, horrible life, then I think it's absolutely amazing. And I do love the fact that we have this Black Effect platform that we're both on. You guys are our Black Effect sisters, whether you like it or not.
Yes.
And we
almost tired of how great Charlamagne keeps saying y'all are. I'm like, we get it. Okay.
What? He has told us that?
What?
On Brilliant Idiots, he brings you guys up quite a bit in terms when he talks about the Black Effect shows.
I love watching the charts. He's very impressed with your numbers. Like he said,
y'all are charting every week. I love to see it.
We're so oblivious to this world. Like yeah. They were like, you know, they'll give us our numbers and we're like, okay, is that good?
What does that mean?
Listen,
that's good though. You know what though? Mandy and I, when we first started, we didn't really, I mean, now we're very strategic and we work very hard to make sure that we uphold this brand. But besides the fact that, you know, we just got in front of the mic and booked some studio time, I don't think we really understood what was good. Yeah. I remember saying like, oh my God, we got 10 comments. You know what I mean? Like just the innocence of that. That's a great thing. That's when you can actually just podcast.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. So many people are worried about, you know, we're watching people get millions and millions of dollars in deals. Mm-hmm. And at the end of the day, it's hindering you from being able to enjoy yourself. And people hear that shit.
Right. Yes.
I think about it all the time when I'm in a bad mood and I podcast, you know, and I do my best to make sure I never really shit on my job.
Right.
Which mm-hmm. is hard because it's not an easy job. I got to come in and talk about sex when I may not be in the mood, but I can't just say, oh, you know, horrible decisions. Like I talk about sex, but like, yeah, no, this is a brand I'm selling
right
every day. This is a brand that's changed my life. And when you really come in so genuinely just to sit with Robin and, you know, yourselves, like that's why you guys are doing well. Mm-hmm. And I really hope you guys have an amazing show to come. I could definitely picture your podcast live.
Yes. Listen, it's going down in the field. And just for the record, for Charlamagne, who we absolutely love and respect, I think he said this to me. I don't know if he said it to the both of us. He's like, yeah, they housewives. I don't know. I don't understand it. It's whatever. But if y'all think really? They're gonna be good, then let's go. I mean, and that's clear. Like I respect that because it's like housewives is not his thing. It's not his game. But he respected our platform and what we bring to Black Effect. So I totally have appreciated that. And he's been amazingly supportive. Mm-hmm. So, but it's Charlamagne, kinda, we love you, but you know.
But it's kind of cool. So it sounds like people had like zero expectations for
thank
us.
Thank God.
And okay. We pretty much have surpassed that.
So. I mean, but hey, the green
eyed contract year two.
Yes. The green eyed bandits and like I said, who we get to see on the television show is not even a quarter of what you guys are bringing mm-hmm. in terms of your stories, your experience, and your personality on this platform. And like I said, y'all are really good at this. The fact that y'all are so beautiful and know how to talk. A lot of people assume that when you're pretty, you ain't got nothing to say. So I love that both of y'all
We could talk to y'all all day, but we're not gonna hold you any longer. We absolutely love you guys. Thank you so much. It is.
Do you want to give y'all shout outs? Yes. Like just so people can follow you and all that type of stuff.
Yes. Where y'all are.
Well, you guys can tune in to us every Monday. That's Horrible Decisions. Y'all heard what Giselle said at the top of the show. Type in whore, we pop up. That's WHOREIBLE Decisions. We are also on Patreon. And so although we've been doing this for about 5 years, we have about another 130 plus episodes on Patreon. So if you want to support us and hear maybe more of the things that we can't share on our normal episodes, that's patreon.com/horrible decisions. You can also follow me on my personal Twitter and Instagram account at Full Court Pumps.
Awesome. Nice. Awesome. That's thanks, it. Ladies. Thank yes. you. Y'all are amazing.
We love y'all. Good luck.
Thank happy, you guys so
happy
much.
Happy holidays. All that good stuff.
So Robin, oh my gosh. Okay. I love those girls. They're always so honest.
I know. But what?
Six people in one day? It's two threesomes in one day?
Well, no. Four people.
Okay. No. Right? One, two, three. Oh, yeah. She'd be
because she was the third person.
Okay.
In the threesome. So yeah. Four people
in one day. That's a lot of balls.
That's
how many balls is that? That's four balls, that's two penises, four balls. And about 18 vaginas. That's too much.
that takes the cake of anything I've ever heard.
Yes.
If somebody can top that cake, let us know.
Yeah, let us
in
know.
In the comments.
Send us an email. Know. All right, guys, that is our show. Don't ever forget, just live your life reasonable or shady.
Or both.
Love you guys. Bye. Reasonably Shady is a production of the Black Effect Podcast Network.
For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
And you can connect with us on social media at Robin Dixon 10, Giselle Bryant, and Reasonably Shady.